Well, I used to go to Leslie's mum's down the road.
Really?
Yeah. Must be, what's her aunt, 58? So I must have been coming 58 years.
Right. Are you one of the longest serving customers?
She probably would be, actually, although I have got families that have been coming, you know, their mums used to come and now the children and the grandchildren come. I think there's probably Mrs. Wynne is probably one of the longest customers that I've had. She's very loyal.
You're very loyal.
Very loyal. Nobody else will have her. But can yes, I really do enjoy the company. And I don't know if, well, this is quite poignant, but my, you know, I've had some quite serious upheavals in my life. As I mentioned, that I married my second husband. And after 19 weeks, he did die. And I think the support and the I've had from ladies like Mrs. Wynne, who've been through similar or worse, you know, and I've been able to look at them and think, and excuse me for saying this about you, Mrs. Wynne, but, you know, she's a poor old lady and she's buried her husband and some of her children. And if she can get on and do it, then I'll bloody well have to. And that has been really the last 3 or 4 years what's kept me, you know, able to keep going, and the sort of the time that we spent together, we're like family now.
That's what you've got here. It's like a little world, a little community within Barton Street, isn't
absolutely
it?
And that's one of the things that I feel that, you know, as much as I would like to retire and move on with my own life, I cannot abandon these ladies who would have really nowhere else to go. And you know, I have to stay here and look after them because they've looked after me.
Do you find it is a bit like a social club sometimes where everybody meets?
Definitely.
Chats.
Definitely. People just, well, earlier my brother and sister-in-law came from Ross just to visit me. And it often people meet here. Customers meet their friends here and have their hair done on the same day. You normally come with another lady on a Wednesday morning, don't you? You know, when they have a cup of tea, and it, we don't make a lot of money anymore, but we're happy to be, you know, a little community.